Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narratries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Dear America Notes of an Undocumented Citizen is José Antonio Vargas's memoir and civic argument about what it means to belong in the United States while living without legal immigration status. Vargas, a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, recounts arriving from the Philippines as a child, growing up in the Bay Area, and gradually realizing that the paperwork he relied on did not grant him lawful presence. The book blends personal history with reporting, exploring how undocumented life shapes education, work, relationships, and identity. Vargas also examines the language Americans use about immigration and how those narratives influence policy and everyday treatment. Rather than presenting undocumented people as a single story, he highlights the varied realities across race, class, and geography, including the ways visibility can be both empowering and dangerous. Written as a direct address to the nation, the book challenges readers to rethink citizenship as more than a legal label and to confront the human consequences of a system that leaves millions in limbo. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a life built around paper and secrecy, a central thread of the book is the practical and emotional labor required to live undocumented. Vargas describes how ordinary milestones like getting a driver's license, applying for school, boarding a plane, or starting a job become negotiations with documentation. The need to appear legitimate pushes people toward secrecy, improvisation, and constant risk assessment. This topic highlights how a missing legal status is not a single problem, but a chain reaction that touches nearly every institution an American encounters. Vargas shows how fear of exposure can shape daily routines and long-term decisions from where to live to which opportunities to decline. At the same time, he explores the psychological cost of compartmentalizing one's identity, presenting a public self while guarding a private truth. The narrative clarifies that undocumented life is not only about borders or politics, it is about the ongoing pressure of being evaluated by systems designed to verify belonging through documents. By focusing on the mechanics of survival, the book helps readers understand why legal status becomes a defining feature of personal safety, mobility, and dignity. Community ties and chosen belonging, Vargas places family at the center of the immigration story, showing how migration often involves fractured households, long stretches of distance, and complicated caregiving arrangements. He reflects on being raised by relatives in the United States while other close family members remained abroad, and he explores the grief and guilt that can accompany such separations. This theme broadens into an examination of community as a substitute and support system. Teachers, friends, mentors, and neighbors can become lifelines, offering practical help and emotional steadiness when legal status makes traditional support harder to access. The book also considers how undocumented people build forms of belonging that are real, even when the law does not recognize them, through schooling, work, local relationships, and cultural participation. Vargas emphasizes that belonging is both personal and collective. It is shaped by who claims you, who protects you, and who treats you as part of the neighborhood. This topic encourages readers to view immigration not as an abstract demographic issue, but as an intimate network of relationships affected by policy decisions. Thirdly, race, visibility, and the unequal experience of illegality. Another important topic is how race and public perception shape the undocumented experience. Vargas argues that illegality is not enforced or felt evenly. Factors like skin color, accent, region, and economic class can determine who is suspected, stopped, or denied opportunities, and who can move with less scrutiny. The book explores how stereotypes about who looks American influence everyday interactions and institutional decisions, from workplace dynamics to law enforcement encounters. Vargas also examines the unique visibility he acquired after revealing his status publicly and becoming an advocate, noting that attention can open doors to platforms and solidarity while also increasing vulnerability and backlash. This theme underscores that immigration debates in the United States are intertwined with racial history and with shifting definitions of national identity. By connecting the personal to broader social patterns, Vargas pushes readers to recognize that undocumented status is not just a legal category, but a lived condition shaped by power. The result is a more complex understanding of how policies and prejudices interact to determine whose presence is tolerated and whose is targeted. Fourthly, media narratives and the stories. This topic examines the language used to describe undocumented people and the consequences of reducing human lives to labels, talking points, or crime statistics. The book considers how certain narratives gain traction, such as the idea of deserving versus undeserving immigrants, and how those narratives can divide communities and narrow empathy. Vargas also reflects on the responsibilities and limitations of journalism, including what gets covered, whose voices are amplified, and what kinds of stories are considered credible. By blending memoir with commentary, he invites readers to evaluate the information ecosystem surrounding immigration headlines, political messaging, and cultural assumptions. This analysis reveals that policy debates are often driven less by direct contact with immigrants and more by mediated images and repeated slogans. Vargas's approach encourages readers to listen for nuance, seek context, and question simplistic binaries. Understanding immigration, in this view, requires understanding the storytelling machinery that defines who counts as American and why. Lastly, rethinking citizenship as a moral and civic question. Beyond recounting his experiences, Vargas challenges readers to reconsider what citizenship means. He distinguishes between legal citizenship and civic participation, emphasizing that many undocumented people contribute to their communities through work, taxes, caregiving, and cultural life even while being excluded from political rights and full security. The book explores the tension between a nation built by immigrants and a legal system that can trap long-term residents in permanent uncertainty. Vargas does not treat the issue as solely partisan, instead he frames it as a civic test about fairness, inclusion, and national values. He asks what obligations a country has to people who have grown up within its institutions and formed their identities within its borders, and what obligations individuals have when they claim America as home. By shifting the discussion from legality alone to legitimacy and belonging, the book encourages readers to engage with immigration as a question of how a democracy defines membership and how it reconciles law with lived reality. In conclusion, this book is for readers who want to understand immigration beyond slogans, including students, educators, journalists, policy-minded citizens, and anyone with family or friends touched by undocumented life. It is also valuable for people who feel distant from the topic but want a clear human account of how laws shape ordinary routines, relationships, and identity. The benefit is practical and moral. The memoir format makes the stakes tangible, while the civic lens helps readers think more carefully about language, fairness, and the real trade-offs embedded in policy. Vargas's perspective can expand empathy without demanding that readers share his politics, because he consistently returns to lived experience and the complexity of belonging. Compared with many books that focus primarily on legislative history or partisan debate, Dear America stands out for combining personal narrative with media critique and a direct challenge to national self-understanding. It is worth buying if you want a single work that connects the intimate costs of undocumented status to the broader cultural forces that shape how Americans decide who counts. The result is a memorable, thought-provoking entry point into one of the defining issues of contemporary civic life. If you would like to support José Antonio Vargas, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.